Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from Taos United Methodist Church is Sally Nagy. How are you, Sally?
I'm fine. Good morning, Kevin.
Yes, glad to have you on the show with us to talk about an event. It's been an annual event. I know you guys have been doing Bazaar by the Bay for a while, have you not?
Over 30 years.
Wow, yeah, it's a big one, and it looks like it's going to be another big one this year, right?
Hopefully so, yes.
Yeah. Now, when's the date for this, Sally?
October 20th.
Okay.
And it's usually the third Saturday in October. This year, it's the 20th, from 9 until 2.
All right. Let's talk about what's going to be happening. What kind of crafters and that are you going to have out at the show?
We will have vendors and crafters, okay, and whatever they are making, we will welcome them to sell them.
All right. As we were talking before we went on, when we talk about vendors, you've got some of those. Who's going to be out there vendors-wise?
Right now, they're just starting to come in, yeah, so I can't give you a definite who's going to be there. But usually we have like Watkins and some other well-known vendors. So
now the crafters you get, are they from around the area or do you get them from farther away too?
Sometimes we've had them as far as like Saginaw.
Okay.
But usually they're the local crafters.
All right. Now, how many are you expecting? I know you got a big rec room there. How many do you usually get for the show?
We usually get between 25 and 30.
Nice. Okay. Now, if I remember correct, there's refreshments too. Do you guys do a lunch too?
We serve a lunch from 11 till 1.
Yeah.
So there'll be something there to feed their tummies.
Man, oh man. All right. Now, I would imagine you guys got a lot of good cooks and it's all homemade food too.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see. Oh, okay. Now, in terms of getting registrants, as you mentioned, it's early. They're coming in now with good reason because there's a deadline for, one price and then another deadline if they want to be a part of this, right?
Yes. If they register before the 1st of October, it's $25 for a 10x10 space. Or after the 1st of October, it'll be $35 for the same.
All right. Now, do they need to call the church? How do they get themselves registered for this?
They can call the church at 362-4288, or they can call me, Sally Nagy, at 362-7120, or they can go on the Taos United Methodist Church website at taosumc.org.
Very good. Well, we mentioned not only the vendors and the crafters, but from what I understand, there's going to be a bake sale and a book sale, too?
Yes, our ladies from the church sponsor a rata cutlery bake sale and book sale, and they have their own crafts as well.
Oh, very nice. All right, so a little of everything out there for sure.
For sure,
and
yes,
it's free to anyone who'd like to come on in.
That's true. It's free, and just come on in. It should be a beautiful day in the fall, so get your thinking caps on. Maybe you'll find something for Christmas or just for yourself.
Exactly. And again, important, if you're a crafter, get your registration in before October 1st so you can save yourself some money.
Thank you. Yes. And if they need a table, they need to let us know, but tables would be extra.
All right. Again, it's coming up Saturday, October 20th, 9 to 2, Taos United Methodist Church there on M55 in Taos City. And again, Sally, how do they reach you if they do want to reserve a spot for the show?
They can reach me by calling 362-7120.
All right. Or you can get more information at your website too, right?
Correct.
That's right. TaosUMC.org. It's a Bazaar by the Bay and Craft Show Saturday, October 20th, Taos United Methodist Church from 9 till 2. And Sally Nagy, we appreciate your time here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Well, thank you so much, Kevin.